Parshas Emor, Zion, Iyar, Yoim, Dalet, Shmuz.
The Gemara Yevamis on Daf Samach Beis and Beis writes, Shneim also elav zugim talmidim hoy loy the Rabbi Akiva. There was 12,000 groups, chavrusa shafs, 24,000 in total talmidim. Vikulam mesu aperek echon, they all were killed out and were nifter in one period of time. And it was between Pesach and Shavuos. Bibdei shaloi nagu kavod ze lozeh. They didn't give kavod to one another. And it's a meridik adiyak that we all have to make in this Gemara. The Gemara doesn't describe any terrible crime that they've done. They're fighting with each other, doing not nice things to each other. Not at all. The Gemara says the criteria of why they needed to be wiped away was something positive that they were missing. They weren't giving the kavod zeh lazeh. They didn't do anything wrong to each other. They weren't in a fight, but they weren't giving respect to each other. And the shaila is, what does this mean? How do you understand such a thing? You know, v'ahavta l'reacha kamecha, there we say, the Chazal, ma'adaloch loy soni, ma'adaloch soni loy sava l'charvecha. What you hate, don't do to your friend. So we understand very well, things that you don't like, don't do to him. But here we're talking something else. They weren't doing things that people don't like to the chaverim. They weren't in a fight. They just weren't giving respect, the kavod, the extra. And that's a reason why 24,000 Talmidim were killed out. And that's our avelus today, that we can't go to chasanis, no music, you can't shave and haircut. All our avelus today is because of that. What's the pshat? How do you understand this? So it's an incredible nusach of Chazal that's very enlightening in regard to what we're talking about. It's by Mitzrayim in the Makkas. Over there in Parshas Va'era, when we bring down Makkas Borod, the Pasuk says, Vayet Moshe es Mateu al HaShamayim, he stretched out his arm to Shamayim, Vayamter Hashem Borod al Eretz Mitzrayim, and it rained Borod, Vayehi borod ve'esh mislakachas b'seicha borod. This hail that came down, the Pasuk describes, it was a mixture together with fire and the hail, which is water, that were together. Rashi says, neis b'toich neis. It was a miracle and a miracle. Ha'esh v'haborod muravim. The Eish and Borod were mixed together. Even though Borod's Mayim, who Borod's water, the fire and the water mixed together. The Lasois Ritzoin Koinam Osu Shalom Beneim. To do the will of the Rabbeinu Shlomo, they made peace amongst each other. Now the Nusach is Mamash Apella. Is there a fight between Eish and Mayim? They're not in a fight. The Nusach of Chazal is they made shalom as if there was a fight before this. They didn't have shalom before this. I understand fire has its tafkid and water has its tafkid. Each one has its role. There's a fight? There's no fight. They get along beautifully. This shalom, we each have our role. And yet Chazal call it, these are the words of a medrash that Rashi's quoting, the last is with Soin Koinam, in order to have the will of Hashem, of this Makkah of Barod, they made peace amongst each other. Also, Shalom Beneiah. What Shalom? They weren't lacking Shalom. What you see in these words of Chazal, here and in many other places, we have a wrong definition of Shalom. We don't understand what it means, Shalom. Peace. Two people getting along and not fighting is not shalom. They're getting along and not fighting, but it's not shalom. Shalom, in the English translation, probably is or should be, is living in harmony, which is an extra level. We're not just getting along and not fighting. Well, living in harmony means this level of respecting each other, kavod zeh lazeh, which is a whole new level. And that's what it means. Esh and Mayim can't live together. They're not fighting. Each one has its tafkid. But to really live together in harmony, that's an impossibility. And therefore, it's lacking shalom until they came here, also with Ritzayim Kainam, and then also shalom b'neiyam. Achdus always means becoming one. It's very literal. One doesn't mean like we always thought. Well, we get along together, we don't fight. That's not becoming one. Just because you live in the same dorm room and each one minds their own business, it doesn't mean you're one. It doesn't mean you really have shalom. Shalom is this extra level of respecting each other and being one. And that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom expects from us. It's that level that he wants in our Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. There's a fascinating Mishnah in Avos, in Perek Hei, Mishnah Yutes. And the Mishnah really divides up everybody in Klal Yisrael. It says like this: Kol mi sheyesh biyadoi shloisha dvarim halalu. If you have these three things, then you're metalmid of shel Avraham Avinu. Then you're a talmud of Avraham Avinu. However, if you have shloisha dvarim acherim, if you have three other things, then you're metalmid of shel Bilam Harasha. Says the Mishnah, what are the three things that you could have that will make you be included in Talmid of Avraham Avinu? Ayin Toiva, a good eye. Ruach Nemucha, a low spirit being an Anav. V'nefesh Shvela, and a low nefesh means you have very low demands and needs. If you have these three criteria, then you're part of Talmid of Avraham Avinu. However, says the Mishnah, if you have an ayin ra, a bad eye, and you have a ruach gevaya, a gaivadika spirit, and you have a nefesh rechava, a very wide nefesh that wants and needs everything, all the latest technology, every latest model that comes out, everything, the newest thing on the market, you always need, you always want it. Your wants are many. If you have those three type of hanhagas, then the Talmud of Shal Bilam Arasha. Then you're a Talmud of Bilam. And the Mishnah says, and what's the difference if I'm a Talmud of Avraham Avinu or I'm a Talmud of Bilam? So the Mishnah, Talmud of Shal Avraham Avinu, Oichlim Ba'ilam Hazeh, V'noichlim Ba'ilam Haba. The Talmud of Avraham Avinu have a very good Oilam Hazeh with an eternity of Oilam Haba. Masha'en came Bilam Arasha, the Talmidim of Bilam, are missing everything. You don't have this world or the next world. A happy, healthy Olam Hazeh is mechayev us to be Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. And one of the three things that we're saying makes us part of Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. Ayin Toiva is the first one. What does that mean to have a good eye? Number two and three we understand, to be an Anav, and to have low demands in Olam Hazeh. I don't need everything. I'm Sameach Bechalkai. But what's the first thing? Ayin Toiva, good eye. You know what Rashi says in Ayin Toiva? Zok Rashi, a good eye. Ayin Toiva. Ein loy kina al chaveiroi. I'm not always jealous of my friend. V'chaviv olav, and he's so precious to me. His respect is so precious and important to me, like my own respect. The same way I want people to respect me, that much importance do I have in seeing the respect of my chaver. Chaviv alav kvoid chaveroi kichvoidoi. That's what ayin tova is, a good eye. It's so important to me, the kavod of my friend. This is something to think about. Do we ever think the respect of my friend? What could I do to make sure he has the respect he deserves? My chavrusa should have the kavod he deserves. My roommate should feel respected. My chaverim in general should feel respected. This is not something that even enters our mind. And this is a bare minimum as one of the three traits that you need to be part of Talmidim of Avraham Avinu. And now you can understand what the Chatzkel writes. The Chatzkel Levenstein writes, so brought out in a sefer, that Shamati heard from the Mashgiach Rabbi Chatzkel. And Rabbi Chatzkel says, Anu loynucha lahamin, we wouldn't believe sheyesh lanu shaychas lo Bilam Arasha. We wouldn't believe that we have shaychas to being a Talmud of Bilam. Hayinu reikikim, we would spit. B'zachrein v'shemoi v'ayimim shem Rishom Yirkav. You hear the name of Bilam Arasha, you'd spit and say the shame of Rishom Sharat. And yet, l'fi divrei Chazal, says Rabbi Chatzkel, based on what Chazal are teaching us here in the Mishnah of Avos, im ein la'odam gimel midas halol shel Avraham Avinu, if you don't really fit into the three midas of Avraham Avinu, facts are that you're talmid of shel Bilam Arasha, which is mamash pachat b'chodim. Imagine I tell you, you know something, you're part of Hamas, you're pro-part of the Palestinian. You'd be insulted. What do you mean? Of course not. I'm not pro-Palestinian. I'm on the other side. And then we show you that, you know, it's not so simple. There's some criteria that would reflect if you're really for Eretz Yisrael or you're pro-Palestinian. And you believe in saving the people in Gaza who are so innocent. You'd be all insulted. But if I prove it to you, you'd realize the truth. Well, no difference, says Rabbi Chatzkel, in regard to this Mishnah. If you can't show how you have the three midas of Avraham Avinu, you're not so good at having covered for your chaver. You don't know how to show respect for others. Says Rabbi Chatzkel, you're part of Talmid of Bilam Arasha. We can't get insulted. Rabbi Chatzkel is a man of truth. He spoke honestly. At times, the truth hurts. But Rabbi Sai, it's time to wake up and hear some emes. Today's world, everything has to be fluff and, you know, cushion. You can't say much. You're not allowed to say much. Everybody's great. Every yid's a big tzaddik, as they sing. Yeah, it's true, everybody's a big tzaddik. But you have to sometimes know the truth. We got to work on ourselves. This is the amount of sphera. This is the time. And what do we have to work on? Well, one of the traits of being Talmid Avraham Avinu is nois nikavod zeh lo zeh. Know how to give respect. And we're not talking about giving respect to Rabbeim or Rosh Hashivas. We're talking about as chaverim. Your roommate should feel like $1 million in your eyes. Your chavrusa should feel great in your eyes. Or your chaverim should feel great in your eyes. Show him respect. Give him kavod. You know, Rabbi Chatzkel wrote a letter in Tofresh Sadiches, 86 years ago. He's writing to a Talmud. And it's just so true what he wrote. He writes, Ma ma'oid kedai hachalipin. How worthwhile it is the exchange. Ima odom noisin luzulasa. That you give your somebody else, your friend, milin udvorim achodim, a few words of encouragement, a few words of respect. Hashem Yisbarach Noisimli Ba'ad Zois, the Rebbeinu Shel gives back to you in exchange for that, B'yodai HaMalei of HaKadosha, a Shefa of Brocha Mamish. Ma'goydol Hatzlochas Odom, how great is the success of a person that has this Mida and Hanhoga of Avas Abrios, who Tomit Mushva, he always has the Shefa of Birchas Hashem Yisbarach. toiv ayin hu yivorech, the pasuk says. Someone who has a toiv ayin, a ayin toiv, hu yivorech, he's gebenched. What does it take to give somebody a compliment? Why is it so difficult to compliment your chavrusa? You know, somebody, you said a nice word, I appreciate it. Why can't you say that to your chavrusa? What's so hard to go ahead and give someone extra covet and respect? Give someone a warm thank you. You know how hard it is for a person to say thank you with his whole heart to somebody? Why is it so difficult for us? All these small things, says Rabbi Chatzko in the letter, it's so kedai to work on it. For a few little words, you're opening up the shefa bracha in your life. The Rebbeinu Shem opens up Shari Shemayim for you. There's so much reward in store. You have to train yourself in this hanhaga of being nice and covered. Zeh lazeh. Doesn't happen overnight by itself. Just hearing a shluz about it won't help either. You have to train yourself. You know, someone just sent me this week a very interesting email. I think it's very negeya, this discussion. Sometimes we have a struggle in giving kavod zeh lazeh to everybody, you know, maybe to my chavrusa that I like, maybe I could work on it. But to have avas abiyas for everybody, I mean, that guy is so different, I don't want to get near him, I don't want to talk to him. That guy I don't like because look at his nose, that guy, everybody has their thing that they think about other people. And it becomes hard to really have avas abiyas for everybody. So, someone sent me this email, showed you afterwards, but the first six lines here, there's nothing written correctly. All the words are Mishka Babel jumbled. But the first letter and the last letter of every word is correct. And it says like this, even though I'm reading Mama's Chinese, because all the words are mixed up and not in order. According to our research at Cambridge University, the only important thing is that the first and last letter be at the right place. This is because the human mind doesn't not read every letter by itself, but the word as a whole. So I just read you six lines that there's not a single word that's written correctly. All the words, the first letter and last letter was correct in each word, but that's it. According, they wrote A-O-C-C-D-R-N-I-G. But I figured out according because your mind automatically, when you look at it in the first second, you know it. Because your mind doesn't really have to see the whole thing. But the mind just looks at the beginning and the end. So this email that was sent had a gevaldik musa haskel that we always say, habidonis kol ha'odom l'kafskos. Be done the whole person l'kafskos. Which means there might be things that bother you about that guy and the other guy. You don't like that and that. But look at the kol ha'odom. Just look at the whole world. The whole word. The same way your mind is able to focus and get the whole word, even though it's all mixed up, but the first and last letter helps because you look at the whole word and that's it. You don't read each letter by itself. You look at the whole word as a whole. Look at people as a whole. Have you done us kol ha'odom l'kafskos? You look at the whole person, you're going to see him in a whole different light. Everybody has milas. Everybody in general could be looked at in a positive light. It's a pshat that you're picking on small little things. So you're looking at all the little letters. Your mind never works like that. Your mind always works at the whole thing. And this is a very dicker point. That's very negale in Yanenu. How we have to train ourselves to see everybody. Avas Abrias means for everybody. You should be able to give kavod zeh lazeh to every individual. All 24,000 Talmidim have to love each other. It's not just a few chavrusa shavs. 24,000 have to be kavod to all 24,000. The Gemara in Ervin on Yigimel Mabez, it really asks the million-dollar question that you have to wonder about. All over Shas, we find machlikas in between Beshamay and Beisilim. And we all know we paskin like Beisilim. And the million-dollar question is, why is the psak always like Beisilim? What's Pashup Shat? Beshamay and Beisilim, they were both very, very, very choshev Talmidei Chachamim, choshev Yeshivas. They both had Emes HaTorah, and yet we always pass along Beis Hillel. Azoi frek the Gemara in Ervin. Mipnei ma zochu Beis Hillel l'kvoya halacha k'maisai. Why was Beis Hillel zoicha halachas like Beis Hillel? You know what the Gemara says? Nothing to do with learning. You would think, you know, maybe it has to do with they learned at night, chveis, you know, they didn't sleep so much, they learned more, they, I don't know, something in the world of learning. No. Zok the Gemara. Mipnei, the answer is because shenoichin, they were very easygoing. Va'aluvim hayu olov. Rashi says, savlonim. They were very tolerant and patient. Noichin va'aluvim hayu v'shoinin divreyem v'divrei beishamai. And when they learned, they would learn their opinion and the other opinion of beishamai. But v'loyoy, not only that, elo shemakdimin divrei beishamai l'divreyem. They would say beishamai's opinion even before their own opinion. A moridika level of kavod zelazeh. Can you imagine? Beis Shammai when they were learning, and Beis Hillel when they were learning. So there's a machlokes going on. Beis Hillel would say Beis Shammai's opinion first. The wrong opinion, the one they didn't hold of. They had no problem saying it over. I can say, I'll tell you the word, and yet then they'll say their opinion. This is a gevalik, a kavod zelazeh. These are people that were refined in their midas. Noichin, very easygoing, va'aluvim, very tolerant and patient, and giving kavod to the others. They don't feel a threat from other people. The chavrusa is not a threat to them. Their friends are not a threat to them. I don't have to see myself on top of you, and the only way I get kavod is by putting you down. No, they know how to give respect to each other. They can even say Beis Shammai's opinion before their own opinion. What's mavur in this Gemara is that to really be zeicha in Torah, like the halachas like Beis Hillel, which is now Torah, it's nitzchias, it's for all eternity, it's a chelik of Torah, Beis Hillel's opinion, Beis Hillel's shita. To be zeicha to the true level of Torah, Torah la mitasa, it's all taloi in our refinement of our character. Training ourselves in these proper anhagas, in these proper midos, are so important, even in our success in Torah, even to matzliach in our Torah. And the emes is this huge chiddush is beferish in Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Avos. The famous Mishnah in Avos in Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Zayin, im ein derech eretz ein Torah. If there's no derech eretz, there's no Torah. You know how Rabbeinu Yonah translates that Mishnah? Ratzalima, what the Mishnah is saying in Avos, shetzorich tchilo lesakein atzmoi bamidos. A person first has to correct and refine his midos, and only then, bazet tishkan atayra love could the halig atayra rest upon him. Sheineno shechenes laoyalom beguf sheinoi bal midos tayvos. The Torah will never rest on a guf that doesn't have midos tayvos. And it's a moment de kadiyak. It doesn't say the Torah can't rest on somebody who has midas rois. The fact that you don't have midas rois is not enough. Torah won't rest on you just because you don't have bad midas. Zok Rabbeinu Yonah from the Rishonim. If you want Torah to rest on you, you need to have full of midas tovos, good midas. It's not enough that you just don't have the bad midas and you're not wicked and you don't do terrible things to your chaverim and all that. You have to be full of good midas. And good midas means, like we mentioned, being able to give kavod zeh lo zeh. Noichin, easygoing, aluvim, being patient and tolerant, and being able to give kavod and respect, to say your friend's opinion first, his Uptaichin Naran first. Giving kavod zeh lazeh, that midas tovos is what's needed for Torah to rest upon you. saw a great maisa with Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. Yisrael Salanter was the one that helped made the whole Muslim movement, a person working on himself, refinement of character. Yisrael Salanter once told, he told his Talmud, Naftali Amsterdam, Nu Naftali, B'toiro V'avoido, that he talked being Oisikin. Aber steht aus schleiche Dwar meiner Meimed, a teure Avoido Gemilus Chassadim. Wo ist die Gemilus Chassadim? You're sitting in Yeshiva, you're learning Torah, Avoida is to Tefillah. Okay, great. But one of the pillars of the world is also Chesed. Where is your Chesed? This is what we saw Salanta said to Tali Amsterdam. So we saw Salanta answered. Rav Tali Amsterdam obviously had nothing to say. What are you going to say to your Rebbe when he says it to you? If you have any brains, you close your mouth. Zokta Rav Yisrael Salanta, Naftali, you know, when you come home from Beis Medrash, he obviously was a younger man at that time already, and your wife says, you have something on your hat. Chavez is walking in and a leaf fell on his hat. You have something on your hat, you have to get rid of it. So right away, you're going to take off the leaf. He says, when you take off that leaf and you're fulfilling her ratzon of what she wanted from you, dos is chesed. Because the agdoro of chesed, said Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, is lasois ritzon hazulas. To do someone else's will. That's what chesed is. That defines chesed. And of course, your whole day is full with chesed, if you just realize it, said Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. We think, you know, you got to run a massive chesed organization, a tremendous operation of who knows what you're doing, and that's chesed. That's not what the Rebbe Hashem wants from you. The smallest things around could be chesed. But those smallest things, Grata, are very hard because our nature is to be occupied with ourselves. And those small things of doing someone else's ratzon and doing for others, as small as it is, it's very hard for us. It takes a lot of tikkun amidus, a lot of work on ourselves to do for others. That smile that you give your friend, that compliment, that thank you, all the small things, or even doing him a favor, fulfilling his rutzing. These are things that are hard for us because we're so self-centered, especially today's generation more than ever. But that's what chesed is. And that's part of the Shloish Dvar Ma'ilam Ma'imed. And this is all part of training ourselves to this Madrega that we're looking for of Tikkun Bein Adam L'Chaveiroi, of knowing how to be there for others. Noistin Kavoy Zeh Lo Zeh. I was talking to Askin over Ben Azmanim. Someone's very involved with things here in Lakewood. And Rahman al-Tzlan, he told me, he said, this past year, there was over 100 divorces of newly wed young couples here in Lakewood. Over 100 divorces. Rahman al-Tzlan, can you imagine a young boy, a young bachar, and a girl get married, thinking they're going to spend their whole life together? And in 1 year, he said, these newlyweds, some were married a month, some married 3 months, some married 5 months, six, seven, eight. Mamish, newlywed couples, barely married, over 100 marriages fell apart. Rachman al-Tzlan. Can imagine the pain for the individual, the bachar, the girl, the pain for the parents that went through so much to marry them off, the siblings, the grandparents. Rachman al-Tzlan, a terrible tzorah, over 100 of them in 1 year. How does it happen? So I'm sure if you do your research and you go ask, he'll tell you, you know, she was doing this and she that and she didn't do this, dot, 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 all the different, I'm sure he'll have a whole long story for you and vice versa. Also, she'll tell you a whole story about him. And each one says the other one's the guilty party. No question about it. Typically, that's what goes on. You know what the Gemara says? The Gemara on Daf Tzadi Amud Beis, the last Gemara in Meseches Gittin. The last Gemara in Meseches Gittin. Zok the Heilige Gemara. Kol HaMegaresh Ishtoi. Anybody that divorces his wife, Afilu Mizbeach Moira to love the Mois. Even the Mizbeach is crying bitter tears for the divorce. The man tells you, no, I had to divorce her. You know what she was like? You don't understand. You don't understand what she was doing, what she this, that. I had to. You had to. Chazal tells us that the Mizbeach is crying about a divorce. Because the way Chazal view a fight, the way Chazal review a relationship, it takes two to fight. It takes two parties. And both have to carry responsibility. Both have to carry the blame. If they were both refined, it wouldn't have happened. This is what the Gemara, this is what Chazal holds. Rabbi Yisai, now is the time to train ourselves. There's so much divorce because people are lacking midas. People are lacking the refinement in character. So if you have two behemoths to get married, how are the behemoths supposed to live together? And Rachman al-Atzlan, there's so many divorces. Now's the time to train ourselves. If you don't train yourself now, what? You wait till you're married and try it? It's too late. The marriage doesn't last that long, Rachman al-Atzlan, for you to become a mensch after you get married. You know the famous remez in the pasuk? The pasuk says, "Es biti nasati leish, leish hazeh." The pasuk says. So the famous word that they say, the pasuk is being meramez. The main important thing is, "Es biti nasati leish." I gave it to a man, a mensch. The first important thing is to be a mensch. Okay, then he also learns good and also all the minus. Okay, but be a mensch. Where's your minus? Where's the refinement, the character? You know how to get along with people? You know how to give others respect? Do you have a problem saying thank you to somebody? Do you have a problem smiling and saying a good morning to somebody? Are you able to give someone covet? You know, the Mishnah says, Mechabdo yoisi megufoi. You have to mechabed your wife more than yourself. If you can't get along with your roommates, or your friends or chavrusas or anybody else, how are you going to give your wife even more respect than you megufoi than yourself? It's a huge obligation. It's a huge demand that the Torah is asking of you. If you don't work on it now, it's not going to happen. And the Zman of Svira is the time to work on it. This is the Zman of Bein Olam HaChaveroi. I should be honest here, I got a phone call last night, 11 o'clock at night, a shidduch phone call. The guy kept me on the phone about this bachur, literally it was over a half hour. Literally over a half hour. About 11:35, I think, when I finally hung up the phone. 35 minutes. He was drilling me about this bachur. This guy doesn't realize the main thing in a bachur is that he's a mensch. This bachur was a mensch, Baruch Hashem, so it was a great bachur to talk about. But he was drilling so many different things that they're not so important. Is the bachur a mensch? That's the ikur. Es biti nasati leish. Be a mensch. That's what you need. And that's what we have to work on now. Now's the time. I saw a maisa once, a great Talmud Chacham asked Rabbi Chatzkel, what can I do for Shalom Bayis? Yes, the Mashkiach, Rabbi Chatzkel Levenstein, what can I do for my Shalom Bayis? So Rabbi Chatzkel responded, what could you do for your Shalom Bayis? Every morning when you get up, you have to think to yourself, what could I do for my Shalom Bayis? Be proactive every morning. You wake up in the morning, what could I do to enhance my Shalom Bayis? That's a question you should ask yourself, said Rabbi Chatzkel. That's noisy kavod zelazeh. Every morning you wake up and you think, how can I be mechabdo yoisim megufoi? How can I get my wife more covered than myself? What can I do to enhance my relationship? And this is going on Shalom Bayis, a husband and wife. But it's no different than our training now with Bein Olam HaChaveroi. Every day we have to think to ourselves, how can I work on being nice and covered Zeh L'Zeh? What more can I do for my chavrusa, my roommates, my chaverim, in all my relationships? Many times, of course, it gets hard. This guy said the wrong thing to me. He ticks me off, as they say. Or other type of nuschais that people use. And sometimes it gets hard in the relationships that people have. The Rambam gives us advice of how to go ahead and deal with this. And that it shouldn't escalate. Zok the Rambam. It's a Perek Zayin Hilchas Deis Halacha Zayin. Hanoikim es chaveiro, someone who takes revenge from a friend. Avapishen aloiki, don't get malchus for that. Deyo rohi admoid. It's a tremendous, terrible deyo anhoga. Eloroi lo odom lias mavir akol divir oilom. A person should look away and be mevater from everything that goes on in your life. Everything, everything is everything. The Rambam is not lying. Be mavir al kol divrei olam. How are you supposed to do that? Ayla Maisa, the guy started up. He chepered. He said something that I didn't like. He started up, whatever it is. And he told me I should be mavir al kol divrei olam. Zok the Rambam shehakol eitzel hamevinim. Because everything in this world, by people that are mavinim, people that understand. Divrei hevel v'havoi. Everything that goes on in this olam hazeh, physical world, at the end of the day, it's divrei hevel v'havoi. Ve'enon kidai. It's just not worth it. Linkoi maleiv to take revenge for it. And that's how you're going to be mavir and look away and be mavater al kol divrei olam. Is it really worth it? Is it really that important? Do you realize what expense you're having by getting makbid on that? Do you realize what's going to happen from taking that little revenge and answering him back? Why are you making a big deal out of things that are really insignificant in the big picture? Because by mevinim, people that understand, they understand that all, the whole divrei olam, kol divrei olam, divrei hevel v'avoy. The Einam Kedai, Linkam Aleim, it's not worth it. You know, I saw a Maisa, it happened 62 years ago. In Yeshiva Sabotka, they learned Mesechas Yevomis, one's man. And the Olam, with Gevaldik Asmodo, finished the Mesechta, and they were making a grand siyum on Mesechas Yevomis in Sabotka Yeshiva. After winter's man. So Bichatzkel Abramsky got up to speak at this affair. And he said like this. He said with feeling, it says, Srakshas Rabbi had a lot of feeling. He kept saying, Talmidei Chachomim Marbim Sholoim Ba'olam. Talmidei Chachomim Marbim Sholoim Ba'olam. We say this every Shabbos, then the davening is possible. Talmidei Chachomim is Chazal. Talmidei Chachomim Marvim Sholoim Ba'olam. And Rechatzkel Abramsky asked, Talmidei Chachomim Marvim Sholoim Ba'olam? What, they're Oisik and Shalom Bayis for people? They're Oisik and making Shalom Be'olam L'chaveir of people? They don't have time for that. They're sitting and harving and learning. They're finishing Mesechas Yevomis, Ashvera Mesechta. And yet Chazal tell us, Talmidei Chachomim B'nei Torah or Marbim Shalom Ba'olam? How are they Marbim Shalom Ba'olam? So Bichatzkel Abramsky untied his tie. He opened his tie up. And he said, a Talmud Chacham, a person who's Loimed Torah, if he's really in his Sugya, he's living his Gemara, he's living the Sugya, he's in Mesechas Nedarim like we're learning. When you're learning and you're in it, It makes no difference to me my tie is made or untied. These things don't matter. I feel so great, so ma'usher and fortunate, he says, in the Torah that I'm learning, that memela things don't make a difference. And if you're so full of Torah that nothing in the Divrei Ha'olam make a difference, that is Marbim Shalom Ha'olam. Imagine you have a whole yeshiva, 24,000 Talmidim, all in their learning, so stark that nothing matters. Then you won't have a problem giving kavod zelazeh. You're not a threat to your friend. You're so satisfied from your learning, you have no problem giving him extra respect. You don't feel threatened by him to go the extra mile for him, to say something nice to him, to be sensitive and caring. Zocher B'chatzkel Abramsky, this is what Chazal are teaching us. Someone who is learning really stark, or merutza, and he enjoys his learning because he's in the learning, ain't like kapedas, he can never have akpada. It's marbim shalom ba'olam naturally, because everything else is insignificant. This is what B'chatzkel Abramsky says 62 years ago in Sabotka Yeshiva. I'll just end that it's fascinating. If the 24,000 Talmidim were Nifter, Rabbi Kiva, the Gemara says, began and he started teaching 5 Talmidim, the Gemara says. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yaisi, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shemua. 5 Talmidim, he began again, Rabbi Kiva. After losing so many Talmidim, he began a yeshiva in a small little room. He said, I'm teaching only 5 Talmidim. And that's how he began his new yeshiva after that tremendous tragedy. If you look throughout Chazal, it's very fascinating how these Talmidim put special kaiches into being nice and kavod zelazeh. They realize what happened before they came around, that all 24,000 were wiped away and what they were missing. And they all put in special kaiches to being nice and kavod zelazeh. Just a few examples. Rabbi Meir in Ovah says, "Havi shval ruach b'fnei kol adam." A person should always be a shval ruach in front of everybody. Always feel low. Rabbi Yosi says in Ovah, "Yehi momen chavercha chavva lecha kishalach." Your money, your friend's money, should be as beloved to you as your own. These 5 talmidim, they have their own memras, all about this inyan of giving kavod. Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara above Metzia says, Noyach la'odom she'yapil atzim kivshin eish. Better throw yourself in a fire. Val yalbim pnei chaver buram. Don't embarrass your friend in public. These are Shimon, one of the 5 talmidim. Rabbi Elazar ben Shamua. It's brought down a Chazal. Yehi kvoit chavercha. The respect of your chaver she'kmoyer rabach. Like the fear of your rabbi. That's how much respect you should be giving your chaver. U'moyer rabach k'moyer shemayim. Hakapanim, you see, unbelievable how they realize the toys, they realize the mistake, they realize why the tragedy happened. And in the middle, they were masaking it with their Mamori Chazal when they began again. You see what respect they made sure to give each other in all these Mamori Chazal that were said over in their name. So we too, going through this Avelos of Sfiras Ha'omer, we all individually have to take upon ourselves to look for ways how to be masaking this tremendous chet, and work on ourselves with our own tikkun amidos, how we could become people that are nice and kavod zelo zeh.